Welcome to the Rob, Comrade, and Kale Show. Rob Sanders.
I don't care. I don't care. My jokes don't go over. I don't care.
Comrade Mike Dabreski.
No! I don't care. We hate you. I don't care.
And Kale Hall.
This is stupid. Making noises on the show. You're like a crazy person. Why do you do this to your father and I?
The Rob, Comrade, and KO podcast.
I'm not ashamed no more. I want to do the thing.
Welcome into the latest edition of the Rob, Comrade, and Kale Show. I'm Rob Sanders, your host. I represent the Clemson Tigers on this podcast. They own this state. The entire freaking state. That's what we own. We've also won two of the last four national titles in football. We own the whole damn country then. Yeah, that's who I represent. I have two co-hosts. They are gentlemen that you could have a beer with, even though they support a shitpo football team. We'll start with Vladimir Putin's water boy, the man who is listening to nothing but old baseball games right now. He is the comrade, Mike Dabreski. Mike, good evening, sir.
It's not that good. I mean, it's the eve of opening day, or should be opening day. And the fact that I keep on telling myself when I wake up tomorrow, and so I'll be a bad dream, and I'll wake up, the opening day, there'll be games all day long, and I don't think it's going to happen, though. It's sad.
It's not.
Sad day for the comrade. Sad day.
It's definitely not. I also have a third co-host, because you know what? Not that the two of us couldn't get it done, but I like to bring the fun to this show. And the man that I brought into the show, he is a guy that would love to be in a tag team with Arn Anderson or Tully Blanchard. He is Kale Hall. Kale, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Another day goes by. No sports, no closer to it. I myself also watching a lot of reruns when I have time, a lot of old things.
Yeah.
Passing the time, man, passing the time. Been watching a lot of documentaries and just broadening my horizons, expanding my already vast knowledge of all things, and just hoping for a better day tomorrow.
Well, I tell you what, tonight we're going to discuss, as you can see on the video feed here, what ESPN has done is that they have seeded the top 64 teams according to the Football Power Index heading into the 2020 season, and we're going to talk about this bracket. Maybe we'll do a little picking back and forth here, but that's what we're going to do tonight. I want to thank the sponsors for our show, Callaway's Bar and Grill. By the way, they are still open. They're still open. Go and order some food there. You can also go online to callawaysbarandgrill.com. If you're in Columbia, you can order through Bite Squad. They'll deliver it to your house. It's amazing. Get all the great food from Callaway's, and you can actually pick up a six-pack of beer. Thank you, Governor McMaster, for that. So, yeah, there's that. Also, I have some pickles in front of me. Our buddy Otis Driftwood is making some pickles and some other fine Southern stuff like this. Yeah, buddy. If you're into that, find Otis Driftwood on Facebook. He will hook you up. And, of course, we've got our buddy Dennis Wilson from DNC Trucking and Transport, the No Spin Zone segment with the comrade. Comrade, read away.
It sucks to be a Gamecock. Clemson has won two of the last four national championships. Happy anniversary to Dennis and Betty Wilson. Dennis is a fan of a whale eye. I have no idea what that means. The world is a far worse place because I left New York before they locked it down. I made it out in time to carpetbag forever. I love Will Muschamp and Donald Trump. Good Lord. I am patient zero for the coronavirus. It sucks to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
That message courtesy of Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking and Transport. I'm waiting for everybody to get the whale eye reference, but I think some will get it eventually. Anyway, thanks to Dennis for that. He said he's probably not going to be watching tonight because it is his anniversary. So there you go. It'd be the first show Dennis Wilson has missed in years.
It's an anniversary.
Yeah.
Maybe they're listening as they're making sweet love right now. Everything about that could be the background noise.
He's in search of the whale eye.
It could be, you know, this could be the background sound.
This no, we're not their the background sound.
Hello. Hello, Dennis and Betty. Hello there.
Nah, Betty probably wore his ass out. He's probably asleep. Yeah. You know, he's probably already asleep.
Hello, Dennis.
The Rob Comrade and Kale show is right there akin to Blue Chew.
I bet you it's got surround sound. Yeah. For a little atmosphere.
You go to Dennis's house, that's what he's got.
Real romantic.
That's not good at all. Anyway, what we're going to talk about tonight, as you can see here on the screen, ESPN seeded the top 64 teams. And you're right about this, comrade. It's for this season, so that makes it even more interesting. I thought it was from last season, but it's the FPI heading into this season. The four top teams. We'll get the debate on this. Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma, and Alabama. The Crimson Tide being the fourth number one seed means they will travel to the West region. So right off the bat, I know you two are SEC apologists. Kale, from what I have heard, has an SEC thong. And I'm sure that it got into bunches when he found out that the champion of the SEC is the fourth seed, according to ESPN. How do you feel about that, Kale?
Well, it's preposterous that Oklahoma is even in this top four. I mean, have they not learned their lesson yet? I mean, how many playoffs has Oklahoma been to? How many playoffs have they advanced past the first round? They don't. They get blown out. Their door's blown in every time. And then now we're going at it with a new quarterback, new wide receivers. Yeah, I'm sure they'll reload somewhat. Yeah, they're probably the favorite to win the Big 12 out there. But, I mean, just not a strong team, in my opinion. And they were exposed bad by LSU last January, whatever it was. We more so than the Taters. So I'm scratching my head as to why they're even located within that top four.
Can I bring out one thing real quick, by the way?
Sure.
You're mocking Kale over the SEC thong, which he does not have, to lie.
How do you know? Ho, 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 ho. Okay. How do you know what's in Kale's underwear drawer, sir? Let's talk about that.
I just know.
I just heard it was a rumor.
Okay. It's factually incorrect. So,
Kale, would you wear an SEC thong if I got Eddie Hicks to print you up one?
I'd wear I'm really not in shape to wear what you would quote-unquote call a thong, but I would wear that, like, if you could get it designed somehow or another, that underpiece that Rikishi wore to the ring with, like, the big apron right here on the front with, so that his butt cheeks could hang out the back.
Yeah.
And it kind of flowed off like a skirt. That's cool.
So you'd wear that. Would you wear, if we got you a onesie, like an SEC onesie, where, you know, you got the little buttons in the front, that way your junk's, you know, covered up and everything.
Would you wear a romper?
That? Yeah. Would you wear an SEC romper? No? Okay.
Well, what if we put near the crotchal region, we put "it just means more"?
There you go.
So you'd wear that?
Yeah, that's awesome. I can tell Mike's taking some marketing classes in college.
There you go. But I was going to say, though, there's one person in this podcast who owns an ACC hat and who has worn it a few times.
I do.
On this podcast.
I do.
Okay, I'm just throwing it there. We're talking about conference nuts and everything.
I just let you know. I cover the ACC for my real job, and I got an ACC hat. What's your point?
I'm just... I'm just letting people
and
know.
And by the way, hold on. Let's air it out real quick here. I invited you to go to ACC kickoff with me, and your ass can't get a kitchen pass. So don't start with me.
Being the journalist I am.
You're not a journalist.
I cannot support get conferences and be biased. I'm unbiased, okay?
You're not unbiased. I'm not gonna,
so I try to stay middle of the road.
Yeah, okay.
And not let my bias take over. I'm Walter Cronkite of this podcast.
You are.
Okay, you are Rush Limbaugh. And that's what it is. Rush Limbaugh. Like the ACC is the Republican Party to you. You just constantly that, praise them.
That's completely not true, but we'll
I
move on.
I think it's pretty accurate.
I think that's not accurate at all. Anyway, moving down, do you have a problem with anybody other than Oklahoma being there? Either one of you. The other three you're fine with?
I guess.
Well, I guess. You know what? The comrade did say something that's right about me. I'm not in the camp that Ohio State is worth a shit ever. I don't think the Big Ten is worth a shit ever. Silent Chaos joins us.
Big Ten's heavy.
He says, I don't know if you gentlemen have seen my comments.
You do realize that they should have beaten you this year. I mean,
well, and you know what, Kale? And I should have been 6'5". With my jumper, I'd be in the NBA, brother. Come on, man. Don't come at me with that.
That's ridiculous. Okay, whatever.
Have you seen my jump shot? It's fucking awesome. We will go outside right now. I'll hit 6 of 10 threes right now.
We have a 3-point contest. I win.
You would not win.
I'm beating Rob. I would destroy you with a three-point contest.
I was incomplete pass.
Incomplete pass. I didn't call it. The refs called it. Don't get mad. Don't get mad, Kale. Don't get mad, Kale.
You got lucky in the Ohio State game.
You lost anyway the next game, so.
You really got lucky in that game.
Still got to laugh, but.
I mean, you won the game, but you got lucky. I mean, if you can't see that, if you can't admit you got lucky, you got a lot of everything fell your way.
We only played 2.5 quarters. That's all we needed.
It was just that was horrible.
Yeah, we only needed 2.5 quarters to beat them, which reinforces my point that the Big Ten is garbage. Anyway, according to ESPN's thing here, there's no first four in this tournament. Don't get caught up in the siege. Just like the hoops tournament, there's always upsets in the early rounds. And to keep things interesting, a few of the first round matchups include compelling storylines. All right, so Clemson is your one seed, as I said, Ohio State, Oklahoma, and Alabama. As we look at the two seeds here, Penn State, Wisconsin, Texas, and Texas A&M. Kale, when I read that, I was like, what in the blue hell is that? I don't get that. Do you?
I don't know why Texas or Texas A&M deserve to be in either of those spots. Texas A&M was the perennial underachiever under Kevin Sumlin. I don't know if that's a culture thing or that was a Kevin Sumlin thing. But they always underachieved under him, and the first 2 years under Jimbo Fisher, much the same. So now we're saying they're one of the 8 best teams in the country? Bullshit. I mean, they had no game changers on the team last year. I mean, I don't know. Right. And in Texas?
Are you saying Texas because you're upset because Tom Herman told the Gamecocks to go fuck themselves, or are you saying it because they don't have any talent?
I don't even know.
We're not biased.
So far removed. Texas, I could see Texas developing into a threat to crack the top 10 quicker than Texas A&M, but they have the athletes to do it. They also have the schedule.
Yeah.
Where it's more conceivable. I mean, they have an easier schedule. So I can see that, but.
They do. I agree with that.
I don't think they're a top 10 team. They haven't proved it.
Well,
this is the third year in a row now where they're trying to make Texas happen. Okay, last year, look out for their sleeper national title team. Okay, year before that, look out. And every year, they're mediocre. Okay, Jellyfish Herman, I call him the Jellyfish. No backbone, no fortitude, no testicular fortitude. Okay, he's not a good coach. I'm gonna put it out there. He's not. He's got all kinds of talent at Texas, all kinds of recruiting advantages. Which is why he wanted the job. He's going to go into Texas. I can just, you know, stand on the sideline, and we're going to win all these games. And they underachieve. And they'll underachieve this year until they can prove me wrong. And he hasn't proved me wrong yet. He'll underachieve this year. I am thankful he turned us down. Because we would be an absolute shit show now.
Wait a minute. Well, you're a shit show anyway.
Well, I guess we kind of... it wouldn't be any better.
Wow. Kale, would you rather have Tom Herman or Will Muschamp right now?
Be careful, Cal. Don't make me mad.
I'd probably rather have Will Muschamp. I mean, he's more of a... Yes. He's more of a...
Thank you, Cal.
I believe Coach Boone cares. I believe Coach Boone wants to do a good job. But he doesn't have it. Hey,
wow.
According to the Zach Smith podcast... Zach Smith, he hates fucking Tom Herman.
Everyone does.
Who cheated on his wife multiple times with they had all these wild parties apparently with these damn stewardesses and stuff and
no discipline.
Zach, I guess, had a conversation with one of them, these women who was making fun of Tom Herman and his small penis. So. There you go. He couldn't come coach us. He has no cock.
Hashtag Herman's penis.
You gotta have at least. You gotta be at least 8 inches to coach us.
Hashtag
at least 8 inches.
Button on a fur coat.
Exactly.
Boom's a solid 11 or 12 inch out here. That's what I'm here. That's what I hear.
Get the hell out of here with all that.
What was that that they did? What was that they had trending on Twitter at one time? Rob, was it hashtag Rick Rude's dong?
Rick Rude's dong. Maybe we can get hashtag Herman's penis. That should be flying out there.
You guys
somewhere.
You all think Boom's nickname Boom was from him yelling hard. It's not.
God,
got
damn.
Nothing to do with it, folks.
How in the hell did we get to talking about dicks?
Nothing.
I don't want to talk about dicks. My goodness. All right.
Nothing.
So looking at some more of the stuff here. The number five seeds are interesting. Both North Carolina and Tennessee.
God.
Yeah, buddy. I know that pisses Cale Hall off a good bit. Having North Carolina and Tennessee as projected five seeds. What? Not feeling that. I'm pretty sure Cale's not having that.
You're telling me those are both in the top 20 in the country? Holy shit.
Well, they're both guaranteed to stomp South Carolina. I know that. Let's look at the East Region first round game. We're not even going to talk about the 1-16 seed. Clemson plays Louisiana. That's not even close.
Billy Napier.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think you want to die on that hill?
Billy Nap.
You want to die on that hill?
I don't die anywhere. First
yeah.
of all,
you would die on that hill.
I
you
don't
really
die.
Would. Anyway, I don't think that first round matchup is going to be interesting at all. Number two seed, Texas A&M, and the 15 seed, SMU. I look at that and I'm like, whoa.
Pony excess.
Maybe. All of Chad Morris's players that Nick Merritt loves are still there, Mike, and that may have a chance.
Yeah. Nick Merritt loves some Chad Morris.
That's pretty bad when you got your players, your former players are still at the school that you're at before you got fired from the damn job you got fired from.
Yeah. You changed schools and got canned, and there's still players playing at the other school. That's you have to go and buy a ticket to go watch your former players play. Yeah, that's what's happening there. The three seed, LSU, who I think is going to be, and you know what? I've caught a lot of grief for this shit. LSU's going to suck next season.
No, they will not suck.
They will suck.
They're going to lose to us, but they're not going to suck.
There, you need to stop with all that nonsense. They're playing the 14 seed Colorado. I think we all agree that LSU should win, but I still think they're going to suck. Michigan and Navy, give me Navy because the Big Ten sucks Tom Herman's penis. They got him at 31-30. Give me Navy winning outright. Better coaching, better players, smarter players. Give me Navy.
You guys Navy picking an never upset beats there? Favorites.
you guys like that or not? Kale, what do you think? Not happening?
You're biased towards Navy.
Probably not. But you'd probably see another close game, like much like the Army-Michigan game last year. Yeah. But in the end,
didn't take
the team
Michigan
with the better athletes, more speed, blah, blah, all that good stuff, home field advantage, probably wins.
Minnesota and West Virginia. Who you got, Mike?
Oh, little dabble against West Virginia.
Yeah.
I'll take West Virginia.
As they a 12, upsetting the 5, huh?
They get to, well, 5-12 is always in basketball is always the key matchup there. So well, I'll take West Virginia as long as the game's played in Miami.
I'll take West Virginia too because they're playing a Big Ten team. Kale, do you like the Hillbillies or do you like the Gophers?
I go with the Gophers, man. I mean, look at the Gophers last year when they played Penn State. I mean, they were just the better team. Yeah. And they won. And the bowl game against Auburn, they won because they were the better team. Now, they've lost some talent up there, but they still return that to quarterback. Wide receiver coming back. It's caught over 1,000 over 1,000 yards last year. Give me the Golden Gophers there over the Hillbillies.
Utah is the 6th seed playing the 11th seed Baylor. Upset or not? I'm going to go with Utah to get the win.
Mormons versus the Baptists. That's going to be some throwing down right there.
Throwing down.
I'm going to take Utah. I like their coach.
Yep. Kale, you got like Utah or Baylor, Kale?
Give me Utah. I think Baylor probably going to take a little bit of a step back with the coaching change there. I think Matt Rhule really elevated that program, and him not being there, I think they're gonna take a slide backwards.
Nice. The 10th seed Mississippi State taking on the 7th seed Stanford. I like Mississippi State here. I think Mike Leach is a great coach. I just think he's batshit crazy.
Smart kids versus dumb kids. but better football players. Take the Bulldogs. And Mike Leach. I think Mike Leach will not work out there, by the way. He will not work out there.
That's because you don't want him to work out because you guys could have had him at South Carolina. You could have had PJ Fleck. You struck out on Tom Herman because nobody wants to coach that shit.
I don't think he had Fleck. But Mike
Leach could have had Fleck. He interviewed.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Listen, Leach will not work out. Either will Kiffin. Mark it down. They will not work out. There'll be failures at their jobs.
Oh, well. I'm not feeling that. TCU.
It's like Tom Herman at Texas.
Hey, yeah. I didn't get to pick that one.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kale. Kale, the next time you see me, you can slap my hand. Go ahead and give me your pick, Kale.
Who would play Mississippi State and who?
Mississippi State and Stanford.
give me Mississippi State. I think Stanford's kind of trending backwards.
All right, TCU and Purdue. 8-9 game.
I've seen Mike Leach, his coach at South Carolina, you know, taking his walks to work every day. Was he walks like 2 or 3 miles to work every day?
Yeah. You'd have to get him one of those ghetto houses down there on Bluff Road.
No, they would have been interviewing him, and he'd be talking about the things on the campus. It's like it's the horseshoe, but why do they call it the horseshoe? Is it shaped like a horseshoe? The students used to gather there in the 30s and play horseshoes. Mm-hmm. We need to find out.
That shit wouldn't fly, but like I love Mike Leach. Listen, I do. But the thing is, though, everyone likes him because he's not coaching your team. So it's kind of cute. But if he's going 5-7 with us, and yeah. he's talking about the horseshoe, and you know, people are going, dude, shut up and win some football games, okay?
Like, well, he would. I mean, why is it so hot here? I don't understand. Why is there so much sand that there's no beach?
Why is it that our mascot is a gamecock? I mean, a gamecock is a chicken. There's a Church's next door to the stadium. What the hell? Or a Bojangles. So yeah. Just go get chicken from there.
Is that still in business?
Yeah. The Bojangles is. Yeah. All right. So do you like TCU or Purdue? 8-9 game. I like Gary Patterson, so I'll go with TCU. Purdue is overrated, as always.
I'll take TCU as well. I like the purple horned frogs.
Kale, who do you got in that matchup?
I take TCU over Purdue. I think that's they were kind of a, I don't know. They weren't even a one-hit wonder. I mean, they won one big game.
And you know
Jeff Brohm, their coach, he's like in the top 10 or top 8 maybe in salaries in the country. Mm-hmm. That's insane.
Well, they gave him that big extension and that kind of that's why. So
they're not really getting any results. I mean, they've gone from a 5-win football team to a 6-win team. I mean,
by the way, Jeff Brohm, there's a website called coacheshotseat.com, and number one on the hot seat right now is Clay Helton. Will Muschamp is at number 4. Jeff Brohm last season was there at between 2nd and 5th pretty much all year. Now they've got him listed at 20 behind a slew of guys, including the Scullet, Dana Holgorsen, Miami's coach, Scott Frost. We'll talk about that. I'll put that website up in a little bit. But, of course, the Gamecocks, you are number 4 in the country with your coach as far as being on the hot seat. Second-round games, according to ESPN, they like Clemson over TCU. Anybody have a problem with that?
Well, last time they played, TCU won.
They did. Andy Dalton took them down the field in a game was drenched at Clemson, and they won. So you are
that
right
was Dabo,
about that.
Right? Was that Dabo there, or was that Tommy Bowden still?
That was Dabo.
That was Dabo,
right? Yeah, what was the thought? Dabo's never beaten them. They own them.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Well, I'm just
Texas A&M,
facts.
They have as the 2 seed playing Mississippi State as the 10 seed. I think we all pick Mississippi State and Texas A&M. You know what? I'm not really buying Texas A&M at all. Give me Mississippi State if I had to pick between the two.
Yeah, I'm not on the Mississippi State bandwagon. I don't think Leet's very good.
So you'll go with Texas A&M? Are you on the Jimbo Fisher bandwagon?
Well, not really, but I think he's got more talent. He's a better coach than Mike Leach. But, I think Mike Leach should be a big dud. I'm sorry. He might win a game here or two, like a surprising game. He might upset somebody. He might upset LSU and be like, oh, he's the best. But he's going to lose some games. Their defense will always suck. And it will get old quick.
Here, let me make a nice big bold prediction here, and we'll see which one of you gentlemen will take it. I know Mike likes to drink. What is it? Don't you like to drink Ice House, Mike?
I do like Ice House.
I'll buy you a case of Ice House.
I don't drink any. Like in college, was my beer of choice. Yes.
And Kale, I know you like some Miller Lite. I'll put up a case that Mississippi State wins more games than South Carolina this year.
So if they tie, I win. Correct.
Nope.
Ties. You just said the bet is they'll win more games than Carolina.
Okay,
if
that's
they tie,
fine.
I'm confident
in Mississippi State.
Am
Mike
I correct,
is a better
Kale
coach.
Hall?
I just told you I'd give it to you. Have at it.
Okay, good. All right.
There you go.
I'll take the bet. I'll take that.
Kale, are you in? Case of beer. I'm up against a case of beer for me.
Yeah. Why not?
There you go. Keep track of that. I'm gonna be drunk as fuck.
I'm probably shooting myself in the foot there because you gotta look at Mississippi State's non-conference schedule is always horseshit. I mean, they play Louisiana, Lafayette, the fucking UL Monroe, and Tulane of the world. They're not sitting here playing national championship contender.
I'm pulling up. I've got their schedule right now. I'll tell you who they got, Kale.
And we're playing the baseball power this year as well on their football schedule.
Shut up. Mississippi State plays New Mexico State.
There's a battle.
NC That's State.
NC State.
Arkansas. Tulane. Which, by the way, Tulane has more SEC titles than South Carolina does.
God, that schedule's that crap.
Texas A&M, Alabama, LSU, Auburn, Missouri, and Kentucky, as well as Alabama A&M. Yeah, they'll win more games than South Carolina. That's a fact. Gamecocks are a lock to lose at least six.
You should give me one game. You should give me one game spread.
No, you said you were taking it, dude. I mean, you're taking it or you're going to back down?
I'm not going to back
down.
Then, I'm not gonna
then
back
if you want to be a eunuch, go be a eunuch.
You know what? If the Gamecocks win more than Mike Leach this year, then that is a testament to Boom.
Yeah.
Because Boom's got an unbelievable schedule.
And the thing is that if they win four games and Mississippi State wins three, you'll talk about it being a successful season.
I will talk about me winning the bet when I drink my ice house.
I'm putting it up against both of you. There you go. And Kale says he's in. So either I'm out two cases of beer or I'm winning the other one. Baylor and LSU. I don't think LSU's as good as everybody thinks they are. Baylor.
Someone's still upset.
I'm not upset. They lost 16 players, Mike.
Someone's still upset.
Who you got, Mike?
LSU. Steam
Kale, roll. Who you got?
I think LSU smoked them.
Michigan as the 4 seed and Minnesota as the 5 seed. This is a Big Ten thing there. I hope that both teams lose, but I would go with Minnesota.
I'm taking Dabo 2.0. I'll take a little PJ Fleck.
Could have had him. Kale, who do you like?
I would say Michigan is replacing quarterback, right?
Yep.
I'll take Minnesota in that one. In a close one.
So for the regional semifinals, they've got Clemson versus Michigan and Texas A&M versus Baylor. We'll get to that momentarily. The Midwest region first round, Ohio State and Duke. I'd love to root for the smart kids, but give me Ohio State. Even though Duke will have Chase Bryce, and Chase Bryce is a star. He might throw all over those damn Ohio State bastards. You never know. But give me Ohio State to win.
The only way Ohio State loses this game is if Duke gets every break in the world. Like every single damn break in the world you can get, and then maybe they lose.
Yeah.
But assuming that won't happen, I'll take Ohio State.
Kale?
Ohio State by 50.
Ooh, 50.
Texas and NC State. NC State had a lot of injuries last year, but if you're telling me I got to pick between the two, I think it'd be a close game, but give me the Longhorns to win.
I am not biased at all, but Jellyfish Herman goes down. He goes down, and he goes down hard. NC State.
Hashtag Herman's penis. Hashtag Herman's penis.
You can't win with a short penis. You can't.
Cody wants to know if this COVID mess is going to spill over into football season. Let us finish this bracket and we'll get our thoughts on that. All
probably.
Right. Hang out there, buddy. Florida and Georgia Tech. Give me the Gators. These are pretty close.
Who is that Florida and who?
All right, I'm gonna go through these and I'll read you the matchup, and if you think there's an upset, you can tell them if you want it. 3-14, Florida and Georgia Tech. I think we'll all take Florida. Is that fair?
Yeah, a couple years from now, maybe not. But right now, yeah, I take Florida.
Kale, you like Florida?
Yeah, big.
Auburn and Boise State, 4-13 game. This is the kind of game that that Malzahn would lose. Boise State as a 13 seed. I know they lost a lot, but I'll take Auburn.
Yeah. if this was a bowl game, I'd probably take Boise State. But since it's a playoff game, the tournament game, you think yep. Auburn is playing for something, right. I'll take Auburn. But if it was a bowl game, like the Champs Bowl,
yep.
after Auburn lost to Bama, yep. I'd probably take Boise State.
Kale, do you like Auburn here?
I would take Auburn, but I don't trust them.
Me neither. 12-5 matchup. They've got the 12-seed Virginia playing the 5-seed Tennessee. They've got Virginia picking up the win here. I think Tennessee would throat pump them, but I'll take Tennessee. Who you got, Mike?
I'm unbiased here. I'm taking the Cavaliers. I think they have a coaching mismatch in this one. Mm. A coaching mismatch big time in this one. Take Virginia.
Kale, who do you like?
Much as it pains me to, I'd have to pick Tennessee in that one. I think there's some little more talent there. I know Bryce Perkins is gone, and he was Virginia. You take right. him out of the equation, one has to wonder what they got coming back. So, pains me to do so, but I take Vaughn Queers.
I think the comrade took Virginia because he watched them smoke Will Muschamp, and he doesn't know how to act. Ole Miss, as the 11 seed, they have them winning over the 6 seed Florida State. I like Lane Kiffin, and
you love Lane Kiffin.
I like him. I think he's a good coach. He'll be a good coach.
You were on here last year in the podcast just saying this. He's a great coach.
He's a great coach. What do you want?
Okay. I'm just saying, just don't say you like him. You love Lane Kiffin.
I do.
Okay, I do good. He's like going to fail at his job, too. He's going to fail horribly. Right.
Sounds great. What's your point?
I'm taking FSU, by the way. My pick.
All right. Kale, who do you got, Ole Miss or Florida State? Kale's like, I don't know where I'm going to go.
I don't know. I don't know which degree of shitty to go with here.
Yeah.
On one hand, I like the quarterback at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
With Lane Kiffin, he might open him up, offense up a little bit more. So I guess go with him.
Yeah.
Ole Miss.
Yeah, I'm taking Ole Miss too.
I think Florida State's gonna be improved, but. Yeah, I don't really know exactly what they got coming back and to what degree. Are they going to be an instant? Is Mike Norvell going to be able to turn it around next year a little bit, or is it going to be a work in progress? We'll have to see. I have to go with what I know.
The 10 seed Cincinnati playing the 7 seed Iowa. They've got Cincy getting the win here. I'll go with the Bearcats. Why not? Cincinnati, I'll take them.
I'm taking Iowa. Take the Hawkeyes.
Kale, who you got?
This is Stanley, whatever.
That's a matchup of a very powerful offense, a powerful power run game against a powerful defense. That's a tough one. I would be inclined to go with Iowa there, but I certainly wouldn't. That would be a close game.
Up next, I've got Louisville as the 9 seed, winning over Iowa State as the 8 seed. I will take Louisville. Scott Satterfield is going to right the ship there. I think he's a good coach, too. He's another guy that probably could have been gotten by the South Carolina, but they chose Will Muschamp. Give me Louisville to get the win over Iowa State.
I'm thinking Iowa State. Sorry, Louisville's not there yet. They're not there.
Kale, who you got?
I'm gonna take Iowa State there. Give them a little bounce back. They look kind of bad in the bowl game against Notre Dame. I think they'll right the ship a little bit. You got a pretty good quarterback coming back there. Got some talent. They got a good coach too.
Yeah,
Matt Campbell. He's a good coach. Young coach still. I mean, give me the Cyclones.
Second round matchup, Ohio State and Louisville. Give me the Buckeyes big. You guys agree?
Yes, Buckeyes big.
Kale, you're good?
Ohio State by half a hundred.
Okay. Texas as the 2 seed I think they lose to Cincinnati. I don't think Texas is that good. So give me Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah, Texas losing anyway. But, yeah, Cincinnati beats them. Whoever beats them. Texas is a joke. Their coach is a joke. Their program's a joke.
All right. Cale, do you like Texas or Cincinnati?
Tuck Texas.
Okay. Florida and Ole Miss, a 3-11 matchup. Both teams would stomp South Carolina, by the way. But I'll take the Gators. I think Dan Mullen, he's had like three straight 11-win seasons or something like that. Two straight, whatever. They are. He's got it humming down there in Florida. So give me the Gators to win big.
Coaching mismatch, take the Gators.
Who do you like, Cale?
I take the Gators as well, even though both teams would stomp South Carolina, even though South Carolina did stomp Ole Miss ass the last time we played them.
Yeah.
And the Florida had to rely on cheating refs, no calls on the holding 70 yards down the field to beat South Carolina. But, hey, they'll stomp our ass.
They'll stomp your ass. Good. Thanks for clearing that up, Cale. Auburn as the 4 seed playing Virginia, the 12 seed. Give me Gus Malzahn to take the win over Virginia. Cale, what do you got?
That makes no sense. Virginia ain't going to be there.
No, fair enough. Then you got Auburn. Mike, who do you got, Auburn or Virginia?
I think Auburn rolls them up.
Wait, it's supposed to be Tennessee.
I know, but I'm talking about the projection from the second round. They didn't project Tennessee to win. I was just getting your projection on the first round. This is their second round matchup.
I know Tennessee has a crappy coach. They know it too. That's what happens.
Yeah. So the chalk holds in that regional. 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Chalk.
Chalk. Yes.
I missed the word chalk.
Yeah. Number 1 seed Oklahoma. With Arizona, I don't see an upset there. I don't see an upset with Wisconsin or Memphis. I'm going to keep rolling here, guys, until you tell me you like one. Three, Georgia and Washington. I think Georgia blows them out, and Washington State.
Blows them out.
Jacob Eason.
Yep. Southern Cal and Kansas State. I think that game will be close, but give me Southern Cal.
Neutral. I like Clay Helton. I think he's underrated a little bit. I like the Trojans. The recruiting class is horrible, though.
Number, take the Trojans. He is number one on the coach's hot seat, by the way, according to coacheshotseat.com.
I like those coach's hot seat guys. I like them.
Yeah, of course you do. Texas Tech and North Carolina, the 12-5 seed. Give me the Heels. Who do you got there, comrade?
Texas Tech. North Carolina's a fraud.
They kick Gamecock ass, though.
Fraud.
Cale, what do you think?
I would be inclined to go with North Carolina there. Texas Tech would have the defense to stop the North Carolina passing game.
Yeah, buddy. Pittsburgh as the 11th seed with Nebraska as the 6th seed. ESPN's got Pitt getting the win. I think ESPN is off. Give me Nebraska to take this one down.
I'm taking Nebraska as well. I can't go against the Cornhuskers. Scott Frost, he's going to turn it around.
Yeah. Cale, you like Nebraska or Pitt?
Give me Pitt there. Nebraska hasn't proven to me that they can beat anyone worth a shit. Pitt always finds a way to win 6-7 games.
Yep, they certainly do. Miami as the 10th seed playing Indiana as the 7th seed. I don't like either one of these teams. Give me Indiana to get the win over Miami, though. Why not?
I'm taking the Hoosiers.
Yeah. There you go. Cale, Hoosiers or Miami?
Give me Indiana. Miami always finds a way to shit the bed. They got shut out by a fucking Sunbelt or a fucking whatever. Louisiana Tech team in the bowl game.
An AAC team, Cale. Yeah.
No, it was a Conference USA. That's what it was. They were 0-2 last year against the Conference USA.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
They finished in last place in Conference USA East. Miami.
Conference USA has got a great men's soccer conference, though. They were left.
Shut up. The 8 seed Cal and the 9 seed South Carolina. Give me Cal by double digits. Oh, South Carolina is garbage.
You know, here's the thing about projections right here. They have not factored in the fact that we have a fullback this year, and we're going to run the ball under center. Adam Prentice, I mean, you can't even factor that in. So no way Cal stops this new offensive attack. We're running downhill, folks. Running downhill, you know, fullback leading the way, fullback getting some runs, play action, downfield. Cal has no shot. None.
Cal wins by double digits.
They have no idea. No clue.
Double digits. Cal, do you like the Gamecocks or Cal?
Gamecocks win, pull away in the second half fairly easily. Cal sucks.
I mean, but come on, Cal. You guys are a joke. Come on, Cal.
Cal,
you don't understand.
Sucks.
This is the new year, my friend.
New year, my
this
ass.
This Gamecock team is like a machine.
You know, your fullback is in like his 8th year of eligibility. He has like 200 yards.
He's a man.
Adam Prentice.
He's a damn man. He's Daryl Johnson. He's Moose Johnson.
Adam Prentice. He walked on at Colorado State.
That's right.
Did you know that?
And he was going to walk all over some people when he gets the ball, when he blocks for Lynch or Lloyd. Well, I can't call him Lynch. I can only call him Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lloyd. He's going to walk over some people this season.
God.
I don't even know how to respond to that. Marshawn Lynch, someone slap me. Yeah. I keep on doing that. Good Lord.
Okay, well, I'm not buying all that. Cal by double digits. So there you go with that.
Crazy.
Second round, Oklahoma and Cal. ESPN likes Cal, by the way. I will take Oklahoma to get the win there. I think you guys both agree with me on that, right?
Oklahoma playing the Gamecocks, and so
no.
Oklahoma's a fraud.
You're not beating Oklahoma.
Play defense. Oklahoma is not used to a fullback. Okay, run down their throat. Okay, we're kind of like Nebraska was. Nebraska was triple option. We're not going triple option. But Nebraska had a guy by the name of Tom Rathman back in the day. Okay, and Roger Craig. You know, I see Prentice and Lloyd kind of like Rathman and Roger Craig. And Nebraska used to beat Oklahoma like to a point back in the day. So take the Gamecocks to beat Oklahoma right there. Just pound the ball. Pounded them.
Hey, just for giggles, just for fun here, all right?
Yes.
Can you tell me, take a wild guess at the career total yards for Adam Prentice. Career total yards, gentlemen.
Like catching, receiving,
this
the
is
whole thing?
Total yards. Take a wild guess at what
know.
Adam Prentice has in his career for total yards. This is the man the comrade says is going to lead the Gamecocks to the promised land.
Stats. He's made the lead blocker, okay? He's going to create a new mentality.
He's not creating shit. He's 6 foot tall, 236 pounds.
He's a small fullback. Factor in his heart, he's 6'6", 390.
Get the
okay,
fuck out
weigh
of
his
here.
Heart, my friend. Okay, put his heart in the scale. Can't measure it.
Wow,
it's a new day.
Just for giggles, though.
And here's the thing, too. Here's the thing. What he does this year, it's gonna revolutionize the fullback spot again. You know, kids who play fullback in high school and say, "I want to go to play for the Gamecocks." Boom is my coach, and we have a run of these fullbacks that come in. You know, with the old kind of old school helmet, little hook in there, you know, lead blockers.
Okay.
And it's going to be a new, back to the future.
Reinventing the position, glamorizing the position.
Fullback you.
Just for the record here, who these guys are lining themselves up with. He has 36 plays from scrimmage in 22 games over 3 years, so he's constantly injured, not his fault. But 180 total yards, 115 of them as far as receptions go. So, yeah. NASCAR Vol Online is becoming my favorite guy on on YouTube there. No one wants to play for USC Junior.
You are right, sir.
Good point, sir.
Vol fan.
See, this is what nobody. This is why people don't like Vol fan. Vol fan thinks that going 8-5 last year, making some kind of miraculous comeback against a shitty Indiana team in a middle tier bowl, all of a sudden, you know, it's 1998 again. Dawson's Creek is the number one show in America. You know, the Vols have fucking Tim Martin. We're going to the BCS National Championship game. Vol fan, it is not 1998 again. Peyton Manning is not walking through that damn door. And Phil Fuller is not coming up on the hill anymore.
Schuler's not there either.
Peyton Manning's not teabagging his nuts on a trainer. That's not happening right now. You know that's true. What?
I know.
That happened. Come on now. I'm not in that at all.
That was not in the Book of Manning. I watched it. That was not in there.
But it was a fucking fact, though.
They have the number 10 recruiting class. Good. That's great. We'll see what happens. The past 2 years, Jerome Pruitt has been playing with Lyle's players. That's what they've been. Last year, they won 8 games with Lyle's players. Now, we'll see what he can do. Can he develop the players that he has recruited? I'm betting on no. I don't think he's a very good coach. You don't get to be 17th fucking choice just by damn accident, okay?
Yeah.
There ain't no diamonds in the rough. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What about cute trainers that quarterbacks can dangle their nuts on? Those aren't on the rough either, are they? Just saying. Yeah, Tennessee fans don't want to hear that shit because they think that, you know, Peyton Manning is like, you know, Jesus, but he was dripping his nuts on people. That happened. Sorry. What are you laughing at, Mike? You know I'm telling the truth.
I know.
Don't laugh at me. You know that I'm right.
But you know who used to dangle his nuts on Peyton Manning?
Who's that?
Steve Spurrier. just saying. He used to dangle nuts all over Peyton's forehead.
Did Manning ever beat him? I think he got him once.
Maybe once, but it was pretty. I looked back and he might have got him once.
Georgia and Pittsburgh. I think Georgia's going to win big. I don't think Pittsburgh has a chance. Southern Cal and Texas Tech. I think we're all taking Southern Cal. According to ESPN, their regional semifinal has Oklahoma, Southern Cal, Georgia, and Miami. West region first round, Alabama, the SEC champion, is the 4 seed, taking on BYU. Roll Tide there. Penn State over Michigan State. I think Michigan State's fallen off the radar as the 2-15 game. Yeah. Notre Dame over Mizzou, 28-14. I like what they're doing there, too. Oregon and UCLA, 52-14. I think Oregon will stomp them. Interesting 5-12 matchup, Oklahoma State and Houston. I think the Cowboys will win big.
I'm 40.
He's 40. Will they score 40 points? They'll need that to beat Oklahoma State. Next matchup might be interesting. Central Florida has the 6th seed against Arizona State. Do you like Central Florida's chances, or are you taking Arizona State and Herm Edwards?
I'm taking Herm. I'm taking Herm. You play to win the game.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I don't know about all that. Kale, do you like Arizona State or Central Florida?
I tend to lean towards Central Florida in that one. Arizona State, I think, a little bit too inconsistent. Now they've had some good wins there under him, but some head scratching losses too.
Northwestern and Virginia Tech. They've got Northwestern getting the win here, 26-23. I'll go with the smart kids when it's that close. What do you think, Kale?
Nope. Take the Hokies.
Going with the Hokies. Mike, do you like the Hokies or Northwestern?
I think the Hokies might be a shit show this year. I think that whole situation is about to blow up. So I'm going to take the Wildcats.
8-9 game, Washington and Kentucky. Kentucky should not be a 9 seed. They're more like a 6 seed, in my opinion. I'll give me the Wildcats.
They're more like a 15 seed.
Kentucky has beat you 5 out of the last 6 times you played them. You should shut your mouth.
All luck.
5 times is luck? Okay, got
yes, it is.
Got it. Go ahead. Who do you got, Kentucky or Washington?
I'm taking Washington because Kentucky is a fraud.
You like Kentucky or Washington there, Kale?
I have to go with the Huskies. I'm sorry.
Ah, fuck you both. Alabama and Washington. Washington is the one seed. Or excuse me, Alabama is the one seed. I think Roll Tide there. I like Penn State to win big over Northwestern. These are pretty clear cut in my opinion. Notre Dame and Arizona
Penn
State. State.
Who's Penn State playing?
Northwestern.
So they okay.
That's their projection. Yeah.
God, there's tons of Big Ten teams.
Well, that's because the ESPN sucks the Big Ten dick.
Something funny I heard last night from our good friend Jim Cornette. You know, I like how much I like the state of Pennsylvania. Jim Cornette during the podcast talking about Pennsylvania and how different it was as far as running a wrestling show and how there was so many different types of people to cater to here. He's like, well, you know what Pennsylvania really is? Goddamn, he said, it's Pittsburgh on the west side of the state, Philadelphia on the east side, and the middle is West fucking Virginia.
Goddamn, Jim Cornette. Goddamn. Notre Dame and Arizona State. I think Notre Dame wins that game. Comrade,
the Sun Devils. I love the Sun Devils. I love her.
Kale, are you taking Notre Dame or Arizona State?
Give me lame.
Oklahoma State and Oregon. That's the 5-4 matchup there. Who do you got on that?
I want Gundy.
Gundy?
I love Gundy.
There you go. I'll take Oklahoma State. Kale, who do you got?
I would tend to go for Oklahoma State, I guess. I don't know. Oregon's another one. I don't know how it all depends on how the quarterback shapes up. There's a lot of teams losing quarterbacks this year going in. So you're going to have some interesting things happen, I think, depending on how those shape up.
Well, let's real quick go through the regional semifinals. Alabama's the one seed. Oklahoma State's the 5 seed. I'm taking Alabama. And Penn State and Notre Dame, give me Notre Dame. Who do you guys like?
I like Penn State and Bama.
Penn State and Bama. Who do you like there, Kale?
I think Penn State takes out Notre Dame.
And you got Alabama. So that means the final would be Alabama and Penn State for you guys. I'm taking Alabama to win regardless. Would you guys agree?
Bama, yep.
Okay.
I take Penn State matchup, a replay matchup of the 1979 Sugar Bowl.
There you go.
Where Alabama stopped Penn State on the goal line. And this time Penn State gets their revenge, albeit 41 years later.
Yeah, as long as they get it. Oklahoma as the one seed with Southern Cal. Give me the Sooners and Georgia, and they've got Miami. I'm taking Georgia there, and I like Georgia winning over Oklahoma. Who do you like, Kale? Kale, do you like Oklahoma or Southern Cal? That's tough, right?
That's tough. Coach at Southern Cal could be coaching for his job. I don't particularly like Oklahoma, although I think their offense will probably be gelled by that time of the season. Give me Oklahoma in a shootout.
And then Georgia and Miami, who do you like there?
Give me Georgia by a couple.
All right. Well, then, so that puts your final with Georgia, and you had Southern Cal, right? That's who you picked? So would you take Georgia or Southern Cal?
Georgia by two scores.
Mm. I like Georgia, too, to come out. So the other set, you've got, let's see here. Make sure I give you everybody. Yep. Ohio State and Auburn. Give me Auburn to get the win, and then Texas and Florida. Give me Florida to win, and then I've got Florida winning over Auburn. Kale, do you like Ohio State over Auburn, or are you going with Auburn?
Ohio State, not by half a hundred, but by four touchdowns.
Four touchdowns. Do you like Texas or Florida?
Florida.
And do you like Ohio State or Florida?
Florida.
All right. So then.
No.
Do you like Ohio State? You're taking Ohio State? Okay. Comrade, who do you got?
I think Ohio State's the best team of those teams right there. I think Florida's probably the closest. I think Oklahoma's a fraud. But the Buckeyes are loaded still. I mean, I hate them. I can't stand them. I hate the Buckeyes, but they're loaded. Chip on their shoulder. They got screwed last year. I think the Buckeyes are dangerous. Dangerous.
Yeah, they're dangerous until they have to play a team from South Carolina. Then they're
well,
fucked.
They won't beat us, but they'll handle your ass.
Yeah, okay. Just like they did last year. Then the final setup here. We have, as I'm rolling up my screen here, computer's acting stupid tonight, Clemson over Michigan, and they have Texas A&M and Baylor. It's Clemson's regional, so give me Clemson. Who do you like, Kale, Clemson or Michigan?
The audio, what is wrong? Is that, can you hear that?
Yeah, I hear. It sounds like you're eating some ice or something.
The audio. No, it's the audio. The audio sounds like a fart getting muffled by an old pair of BVDs.
Smells yummy, though.
Oh, God. We don't need all that.
We already talked about Dick earlier. Jesus.
Who was the matchup again?
It's Clemson and Michigan.
Oh, shit. Give me Clemson.
Texas A&M and Baylor.
Give me Texas A&M.
God damn. Clemson and Texas A&M. Who do you got, Kale?
Give me CU.
There you go. Comrade, pick yours.
Yeah, it's amazing. Even in make-believe crap tournaments, Clemson gets an easy-ass schedule. It's unreal. Take Clemson.
It's kind of like real life.
It's unbelievable. It's like even in the fake stuff, they get like some matchup that, you know, is easy. Take Clemson. I mean, that's not even close. Those teams are horrible.
Well, see, what the funny thing about this is that you say Clemson got an easy schedule, but they got a Texas A&M team that you guys will be talking about is like the best ever when you play them. Mississippi State, you know, another SEC team. West Virginia, who the comrade still sings Take Me Home Country Road every time he hears that. And Navy, who stomps some South Carolina ass. I don't know. So, with that, we have the final four. We'll do the final four when we do our show next week. Final thing I thought we'd talk about here. Somebody asked about some of these folks over here in the chat. Let's get some of these here. Here, this is from Dog Pride. Georgia's guaranteed losses, 2017 Auburn, 2018 LSU, 2019 South Carolina, and 2020, he's got them losing to Tennessee. You like Georgia losing to Tennessee? Huh.
No, hell no.
You didn't like them beating South Carolina, though.
Georgia's not losing that. Tennessee's horrible.
Okay, well.
I'm sorry.
There's that. Yeah. Somebody asked earlier, Kale, do you like Georgia beating Tennessee or not?
That game's at UGA. That's a dog fan saying that, right?
Yeah.
Holy shit. No.
No. All right, final thing. Someone asked us earlier if we thought this was going to carry over into football season. Gentlemen, if you had season tickets, would you go to a football game? I don't know if I'd go to a football game at the beginning of the season anyway. Not when it's this close. I mean, hell, they canceled the damn Olympics. You could be ready to go to a football game a month later? I don't know. Mike, what do you think?
Listen, I'm not going to get too political here, but here's the thing. If we as a country and people listen to the experts and do what the experts say, I think we'll be okay. If we think we know more than the experts, this will go on for a long time. I can see college football getting wiped out, NFL getting wiped out. So I guess it comes down to our leaders and our people understanding that the experts are not stupid. They're actually trying to tell us what to do. We follow that those rules and the protocols and all that stuff. As much as it sucks, I think football season will be okay. If we try to half-ass it, we'll lose football season too.
Kale, would you go to a game?
Absolutely.
There you go. So the comrade didn't say whether he would go or not. I don't know if I would go until I'd probably go in October. From October down, I'd go.
There's an article. I gotta find it now. There's an article about a soccer game in Italy, which they're calling Game Zero.
Yeah.
Which is like it kind of all begin. You know, if you know about Italy's problems right now, Italy is really in a tough situation right now, and they kind of trace it back. A lot of it's that soccer game. If you read that article, it makes you say, man, I'm not sure I want to go to any game until I know for sure this stuff's okay. If you don't read that article, you probably would do that. But if you read that article, I got to find it. It's kind of disturbing, like just how it all happened from there. So I don't know. And plus, for a long time, too, all you heard about was old people, only old people die. So I was with my mom, obviously. But now you got people dying. A 25-year-old who played lacrosse in college, still in good shape, is basically on a ventilator right now, fighting for his life over this. So I don't think we know exactly who it affects more than anybody. So it's pretty scary.
All right. Well, I think we're going to wrap up the show. Sunday night, we'll have a whole new show for you. We'll figure out what we're going to go through from there. It was fun to do these games tonight with the big tournament thing here. That's kind of cool how that was set up. Pretty interesting stuff. By the way, gentlemen, I've got a couple interviews that are coming up on my Fox Sports show that might interest you. Wade Phillips, the former coach of the Dallas Cowboys, also the defensive coordinator for the Rams, he will be joining me on my show. Somebody wanted to know how his dad got the name Bum Phillips. I don't know that, so we may ask him that. That's going to be kind of fun. Michael Bisping was an Ultimate Fighting champion. He's going to be on with me as well. But Wade Phillips, I think that's going to be an interesting interview. I get to sit there and talk to him about his stint with the Dallas Cowboys and how he was Jerry Jones' water boy for a long time. Could be interesting.
Good deal. And if you're starved for baseball, the Pesky Pole podcast, I did an interview with Jeff Fry yesterday. I'm going to drop it here tomorrow morning. And we talk about steroids and Roger Clemens. He was a teammate of Clemens. He faced Roger. He had a lot of great stories and about how he got drafted and how it was kind of total luck how he got drafted. He played 10 years in the big leagues, hit 290. And a lot of cool stories from Jeff Fry, so check that out at the Pesky Pole podcast. You can go on Twitter at the Pesky Pole. I'll have it up there for you for some baseball talk. Hour and a half baseball talk. We go deep. We go all kinds of stuff.
And by the way, if you're watching this on YouTube, you already know about, of course, the YouTube channel Carolina Jackpot. If you're watching it on Facebook, go and follow Kale's YouTube channel. Kale's always got some good stuff up there. Including in the past week, he went off on people that were hoarding. Got to check that out. And a lot of it's just Kale's content on his own. Some of my favorite things he's done on there include the where he did the tasting session at Wendy's, where he tested out the Carolina Classic. And I got a good up-close look at that hamburger and realized I didn't want to eat that shit. So I saved some money, thanks to Carolina Jackpot. Thank you for that, Kale. Appreciate
yeah,
that.
Frugal stuff there.
Yeah. Kale's got all kind of stuff. When's your next lottery scratch-off, Kale?
When?
Yeah. Because those are fun, too.
I'll try to get one up in the next couple of days.
Well, if you do, let me know, and I will hit your Venmo. That way we can share in the winnings. Let me know about that.
All right.
But Kale Hall, of course, at Carolina Jackpot on YouTube. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Rob Sounds Good. Kale is at Hall_Kale, and the comrade is at the Pesky Pole. Thanks for checking out the show. And with that, the show's a wrap.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Comrade podcast. Follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Sounds Good and follow the comrade at the Pesky Pole.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.